Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
I'm here today with Elaine Hoey, who's a new media artist. She also teaches at the National College of Art and Design. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Amir. Thank you very much for having us on today to talk about, the project that we're currently kind of doing with the Digital Hub.
No problem. The first question I'd like to ask is, could you give a brief of your background? Like, how did you get into your profession?
So I'm a new media artist, and I work basically through a kind of variety of mediums such as virtual reality, 3D sculpting, animation, AI, video, and more recently kind of live cyber performance. And I work through a kind of variety of themes around the body and identity, and these are kind of largely underpinned by social or political inquiry. And in terms of training, I did a BA and MA in fine art media in NCAD in 2016 and 17. And during that, I would have done a lot of kind of initial exploration of 3D and digital spaces using virtual reality and more recently kind of AI technologies. As part of, I suppose, my work as an artist, I've taken on a residency with the Digital Hub, in which we're kind of looking at some of the kind of concerns and questions surrounding emerging technologies. I think it's when you're working in a field like new media and technologies, it's constantly evolving and changing, as are the themes and critical discourse surrounding them. So you're continually kind of having to learn and investigate new mediums and new practices, and also the new ideas and themes that are kind of coming up with these technologies. So I suppose I kind of fell into this type of work from college, basically, from the kind of, I did a media course in college, and that has kind of led me into a very tech-based kind of practice, but that's kind of rooted in looking at more human concerns around the use of technology.
Okay, so I think that also brings me to the next question. What are you currently working on right now?
So, as I mentioned, I've been doing a residency with the Digital Hub in Dublin 8 since last September. And as part of this, I was very kind of interested in developing, as I mentioned, a critical discourse and framework around emerging technologies. There's not, you know, as technology emerges, particularly something like AI, becomes really important to begin looking at that as an artist, but also developing a framework in which it's asking some of the questions around what is happening in regards to these technologies. So as part of that residency at the Digital Hub with both kind of Caroline and Fiac, we've been working with the National College of Art and Design, visual culture lecturer, Dr. Rachel O'Dwyer at NCAD, and NCAD curator Anne Kelly, to develop a kind of a sustained and quite diverse critical inquiry via an in-public webinar series to focus on the transformative nature of emerging technologies, but also again to ask those kind of questions: what is happening, how is our relationship with technology shifting and changing, what are some of the concerns that are happening in regards to these technologies, and as part of that we've had some amazing kind of national and international guest speakers. These include kind of artists, writers, academics, all working with various aspects of, and themes surrounding new technologies. The fifth of these webinars are happening on the 13th of May at 7 p.m. with artist Rosa Menkman and Joanna Zielinska. And they will be discussing, what does the algorithm see? How is machine vision influencing contemporary visual culture, and how might, I suppose, artistic practice provide a space for seeing differently? So I suppose the whole kind of series is more or less kind of looking at the effect that technology is having on artistic practice, but also how artistic practice is beginning to investigate these emerging technologies and how they're affecting kind of our daily lives, but also the wider kind of issues around surveillance and data mining. There's a lot of kind of concerns kind of coming up around these technologies, and this series is looking at addressing some of them.
Okay, so how have the webinars been going for you recently?
The talks have been going pretty well. I think it's really necessary to have these types of talks and to examine and have the kind of difficult conversations around the impact that technologies are having and will have, not only, I suppose, on society, but on also how artists are making work, both from the research tools they're using to systems and softwares that are part of the process. And I think we're very interested in the intersection between art and technology and what new perspectives can be unlocked on tech itself, and how researchers and artists are already directly addressing kind of social and political tensions around use of these types of technologies within society. So I think they're kind of some of the key things that we're hoping that will come out of this talk, that a conversation will happen. But also we're creating with Anne Kelly in the NCAD Gallery, we're creating a kind of an archive of these talks, which we hope will provide a kind of a useful research tool or a starting point for artists or academics who are beginning to work or think about the role of technology or our current technology within society or their own practice.
Okay, so what was the initial inspiration behind this whole project?
When I began the residency in the Digital Hub, usually that residency is kind of very embedded in a social interaction or engagement, but I think because of COVID, those restrictions kind of really hampered the kind of work that I could do as part of my residency in the Hub. But also as part of my own practice, I'm just beginning to look at AI, particularly things like deepfakes, and kind of using it as an artist within my practice. So I suppose the talk series in part came about through some of the questions I was having in my own practice and realizing that these technologies are such a difficult field for an artist to navigate, both technically and critically. So I think we wanted to kind of devise a talk series that kind of looked at the wider implications and began to look at how artists are using this. And also in a speculative kind of way to examine the role that a technology like AI would play in our future. And how do we as artists begin to challenge or make sense of the questions surrounding this technology? And I suppose as part of this series, we are kind of examining some of the bigger kind of questions such as bias, surveillance, ownership of data, data mining, computer vision, and how artists and writers are beginning to kind of really pull and tease out some of those bigger questions, both through research or their artistic practice.
Well, the final question should be, where can people learn about you and this project?
So the information on the webinar series can be found on the Digital Hub website or the NCAD Gallery YouTube channel. And it's just called Digital Cultures Webinar Series. And they're very, it's an open, you know, you just log in to your YouTube account. You don't have to sign into Zoom or anything. And it is open to the public. So we're more than happy to have as many people as possible watch these events. As I said, the next one is happening on the 13th of May at 7 p.m.
Thank you for your time. And we hope the best for you.
Thank you very much, Amir.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter at @Irish_TechNews, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.